Polygon crosses 2.5T in cumulative stablecoin transfer volume. Polygon says cumulative stablecoin transfer volume across its network has crossed $2.5 trillion since launch, according to a Cointelegraph post on X on May 25, 2026. The figure covers every stablecoin movement settled on Polygon's proof-of-stake chain to date, not the current circulating supply. It is a milestone that lands quietly compared with price headlines, but throughput is the metric that actually matters for a chain trying to position itself as payments infrastructure. Bitcoin sits at $77,491 and Ether at $2,024 as of May 25, 2026, with the broader market in a neutral mood, fear and greed at 41. Against that flat backdrop, a 2.5T cumulative print is the kind of slow burn number that tends to attract less attention than it deserves. A second-tier rail that keeps compounding Tron and Ethereum mainnet dominates stablecoin supply and remittance corridors. Polygon does not. What Polygon has built instead is a high-throughput, low-fee settlement layer that handles a steady drumbeat of smaller transfers, payroll runs, merchant settlement, on-chain treasury rebalances, and consumer payments that would be uneconomic on Ethereum L1. Cumulative volume rolls up every one of those flows. A $50 stablecoin payment costs fractions of a cent to send on Polygon, and at that price point, even mid-sized fintech integrations can produce material throughput over time. The 2.5T figure suggests that the chain's quieter use cases, remittance pilots, B2B settlement, in-game payouts, exchange withdrawals to retail wallets, have been adding up for years without any single moment of breakout attention. The number that matters for issuers. Four stablecoin issuers like Circle and Tether, the choice of which chains to support is a function of two things: where users already hold balances and where new transfer volume is being produced. Polygon clears the second test. USDC and USDT are both native or canonically bridged on the network, and the cost of moving them has been a structural advantage versus Ethereum and even some L2s. That matters because the FDIC's new BSA rule for stablecoin issuers and similar frameworks in the EU are pushing issuers to demonstrate that their tokens move through monitored, auditable rails. A chain that can show 2.5T in cumulative transfer activity provides a long compliance trail and a deep pool of data for the kind of AML controls regulators are now demanding. Implications for card and payments rails. This is where stablecoin throughput connects to the crypto cards ecosystem. Cards that settle in stablecoins need a chain underneath that can clear small, frequent transactions cheaply. Polygon already supports several issuer integrations and is a common rail for top-up flows from custodial accounts to card-linked wallets. A chain that has cleared 2.5T cumulatively is one that issuers can build against with reasonable confidence in liveness, fee predictability, and validator uptime. That is not the same as recommending a specific card or a specific network for self-custody, but it does mean the infrastructure beneath stablecoin-denominated spending is maturing. For self-custody users running non-custodial card setups, Polygon is one of the cheapest networks on which to hold and route USDC or USDT to a spending wallet. That cost advantage compounds for anyone moving balances weekly or monthly. Caveats behind the cumulative number A cumulative figure is not a current snapshot. It says nothing about today's daily active addresses, current stablecoin supply on Polygon, or how volume is split between organic user activity and high-frequency wash flows. Independent dashboards from DeFi Llama and Token Terminal break out current activity in more detail, and any serious assessment of Polygon's position in the stablecoin stack should look at those running metrics alongside the headline number. The other caveat is that transfer volume includes everything: peer-to-peer sends, DEX swaps that route through stablecoin pairs, market maker rebalancing, and bridge activity. A meaningful share of cumulative volume on most chains comes from a relatively small number of high-frequency wallets, not from end users.